Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we take a look at the Treaty of Craiova and the return of southern Dobruja to Bulgaria. You're about to hear the first live report of the Bulgarian radio, broadcast back in 1940. Coverage of an event paramount to this country, the return of the southern parts of the Dobruja area within the borders of the Kingdom of Bulgaria.
Народът избухва в неудържими възторг и размахва радостно ръце.
There they come, glorious and dignified, into the land of golden Dobruja. Our battle cars, tanks. The people are jubilating, waving hands in happiness. The image of those huge crawling monsters of steel is glorious and spectacular. Dear listeners, today you've heard our final broadcast from the newly liberated Dobruja. More than 50 days of joyful manifestations here have shown that Dobruja is the holy Bulgarian land, where the foundations of the first Bulgarian Empire were settled. Dobruja has always been and will remain the cradle of the Bulgarian family, and each step in it carries the imprint of our glorious past, of our deed of revival, of our vitality and bright future. Not only the guarantees of our northern security lie there, but also the pantheon of our national power in the past.
A treaty was signed on the 7th of September 1940 in the Romanian town of Craiova, obliging Romania to return southern Dobruja to the Kingdom of Bulgaria. What was the so-called Dobruja question which emerged after the end of the 1877-1878 Russo-Turkish War? Russia offered northern Dobruja to Romania in order to compensate the latter for South Bessarabia, taken by it under the Paris Treaty. The Romanians rejected the idea because Dobruja was full of Bulgarians, Turks and Tatars, which would mean a lot of conflict between Bulgaria and Romania. Nonetheless, the Berlin Treaty reduced Bulgaria's territories and they were given to its neighbours. During the Second Balkan War, while the Bulgarian army fought against its former allies, the Romanian troops penetrated into the Bulgarian lands and in 1913, southern Dobruja turned Romanian. That situation would continue until 1940. It was only with the Thessaloniki Agreement, the first revision of the Treaty of Neuilly-sur-Seine, under which the military restrictions imposed on Bulgaria were lifted, gave a chance for the return of the lost territory. After the start of World War II and the changed political situation in Europe due to the German offensive on the Western Front, 1940 appeared to be a decisive year for this issue. On September the 7th, after German and Italian pressure was put on Romania, the Craiova Treaty was signed, which returned southern Dobruja to Bulgaria. Thus, the 1878 borders were restored. The exchange of an equal number of Bulgarian settlers from the northern parts and Romanian ones from southern Dobruja was envisaged within a term of 3 months. The Bulgarian settlers from northern Dobruja could take with them only what they could carry in their hands, with the exception of gold. It took 2-3 years of misery for the hard-working northern people, and they were back on their feet again. Bulgaria also had to pay a compensation of 1 billion lei for the Romanian properties in southern Dobruja, but the financial injustice meant nothing to the people. On September the 21st, it welcomed the Bulgarian troops.
Приближава колоната на военно инвалидите, добитите и тиратите от войните.
The return of South Dobruja is a huge success of Bulgaria's diplomacy and Tsar Boris III himself. In these times of war, Bulgaria managed to receive back a territory without a single shot fired and with no blood spilled. This is the only Bulgarian acquisition due to the policy of peaceful revisionism between the two world wars. This is exactly the fact that determines the preservation of South Dobruja within Bulgaria after the Second World War, unlike Vardar and Aegean Macedonia and Western Thrace.
In the Bulgarian National Radio, 80 years in 80 weeks, we brought you live coverage of the events from 1940, the signing of the Treaty of Craiova and the return of Southern Dobruja to Bulgaria.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.